Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sawinski, and today I'm joined once again by new Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. Clark, thank you so much for joining me again.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So obviously, this last week you had your first Perry School Board meeting. We talked about the school board meeting in detail, but I guess how did you feel like it went on your first time as Perry superintendent leading that school board meeting?
Well, let's start with, I told the board and everybody that was there that this will be probably the shortest board meeting that we ever have. So let's don't get used to that. But let's back up just a little bit. I think it went well, but it was all in the preparation, you know, that the board has made. And then our staff that I work with, they really do a very, very good job of getting material prepared for the board. Kent Boltman, our business manager, has things organized. Joyce Scott, one of the secretaries that we have, and then Nancy Kiefer, they get all of this information, and there's so much of it, organized to a T. So I don't want to say it's tough to mess up, but they set it up for success, and that's the key. So there's a lot of communication behind the scenes, talking with board individually, making sure that they have the information that they need to make decisions. There's people involved with the board to make sure that they know what their purpose is and what they want to discuss. And it all connects to me, just like hopefully, you know, what we talk about with a good teacher, being prepared and putting the time up front to make sure that things go smoothly. So, hey, it was a smooth board meeting, but thankfully to the board and the team that puts that whole thing together, it worked out well.
Yeah, I know I've talked to a couple of the school board members, and they emphasized that they wanted to make sure that the transition between Lynn Eubin and yourself was a smooth one. Do you feel like that has been accomplished so far?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I met with Ms. Eubin. It was the latter part of June, and she was very gracious in what she was putting out as far as the information, as far as the kind of the direction, as far as what things have been accomplished, and then just making sure I had the things that I needed, and it went very smooth.
All right. Now, you mentioned that you had talked to Lynn Eubin. She had obviously been here for 8 years. You actually were a principal under her, correct?
Uh-huh, correct.
Did she offer you any advice on the district and where it's currently at?
Well, we talked about some of the accomplishments. We talked about some of the things that, you know, that we're going to have to try to accomplish. And as far as when I was working with her, it was the same as far as student-driven. We have to be here for kids. And those are the same thoughts that we had as we worked through that transition. So it was very efficient, quick, and, you know, it worked out very well.
Good. Now, you started on July 1st officially.
Officially.
So I guess, how do you feel like your time, that obviously wasn't very long ago, but so far, how do you feel like it's been going on that side?
You know, I don't think that I could expect a better start, because first of all, the atmosphere that people have created here at the school has been real positive. I've had a lot of support, not only from the employees, but people from the community welcoming me here, looking forward to the future. And so it's been exciting. Probably the best part or the highlight that I've had, I've started to meet with the directors and the principals, and started to meet with the board members individually. And I am just so encouraged on the passion, the energy, and the commitment of the people that I have talked to. And it's going to be those kind of things that are absolutely critical if we're going to make a positive difference here for Perry Community Schools and the city of Perry. So I'm tickled. I'm excited on who we have here. And we're going to just need to continue to build on that positive attitude, on that positive energy, and we're going to make every day count and trying to serve kids. We have a theme that it's going to be one team, one purpose. Thanks to Mr. Lipovac on that idea, and he talked to me about that, and I think that's what we're going to do, because if we have strong relationships, we develop synergy, we can do everything that we want to do. If we are headed in that right direction, we know what our goals are, we can get it done.
All right. Now, you kind of touched on it a little bit already, but you know, we've been talking about the present, how things have gone so far.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about the future. At the board meeting, you mentioned that you had kind of a, you wanted like a 2 to 3 year plan moving forward. So I guess, where do you see that plan and moving it forward?
Well, on July 31st, we're going to have a board retreat with our all of our directors, all of our administrative team. And what we want to do is look at that whole idea of one team, one purpose, and be very clear on what that purpose is. And I'm sure it's going to be coming down to something around the lines of student success. And that can mean a lot of different things, but it has to be student success. The other things that I hope that we're going to be able to center around, and I touched upon it just briefly in the board wrap up, but we need to retain our families here in Perry. We need to attract new families and staff members, and we need to be an efficient running school, both in the sense of what we do every day, but then also we need to be efficient financially. And I've told the board this, I think, briefly last night, and I've mentioned it to our team members, is that if we have our finances in line, and that is a solid foundation, then we can move ahead on the 2 and 3 year plans for all of the other areas that are going to make a significant difference for our school. So that's what it's going to center around: one team, one purpose, attracting people, retaining people, and being efficient.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to mention today? Anything about the job or moving forward?
You know what? I'm excited to be here. As a couple people mentioned to me, hey, it's good to have you back home. And, you know, it is great to be back in Perry. And I'm just tickled to be here. Excited to work with the people that I know are on staff right now in the community. I'll have to say that the people that work for the city and some of the council people have been very welcoming, as well as some of the business people. So it's not only the school, but it's our community. And we have to work together to make a difference. And hopefully what we're going to be able to do is create that synergy and that positive energy that will go throughout every classroom. And I hope every day, so that we can make a huge difference in this community.
All right. Well, Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Clark Wicks. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.